Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started.
Have you ever hit a season where everything just goes quiet? Like you're doing all the right things, showing up, praying, journaling, reading, waiting, and still, it's just nothing. Crickets, radio silence. Yeah, me too. In fact, that's where I've found myself lately. And I want to talk about it because I have a feeling that you've been there too. Or maybe you're there now. It's that dreadful place of silence and stillness. It's that in-between space. Not where you were, not yet where you're going. It's the silence between the question and the answer, the waiting between the promise and the proof. And if I'm being honest, it sucks. It's uncomfortable, disappointing, discouraging even. Because silence makes you question everything. Your decisions, your worth, your faith, even God's presence. There were days I'd sit at my desk with worship music playing, journal open, and tears just sitting in my eyes, not falling, just sitting there, and too afraid to blink. Because if I did, they'd fall on the pages, blotting out my words as if to replace or erase what I had just poured out. But deep down, I wasn't even sure what I was crying out for anymore. I just wanted to feel something again. To feel seen, heard. I wanted to feel hope, encouragement, joy, happiness, life again. But the longer I sat in it, the more I started to realize maybe God wasn't being silent. Maybe he was inviting me to sit in the stillness and listen differently, to see things differently. To see him differently in the midst of the chaos and confusion. You see, my old ways were no longer working. And if I had the answers to my own problems, where would my need for God be? This is the false illusion of control. Trying to hold power in a place that feels completely powerless and out of control. Before I really knew Jesus, I used to think faith was just like tossing a penny into a wishing well. Just think, believe, and receive. But that couldn't be any further from the truth. The further I walk with Christ, the deeper my relationship grows. And the more I dive into his word and his truth, I've learned that faith is quiet. It's unseen. It's simple. It's trusting that God is still moving, even when I can't hear a thing. There's something that happens in the waiting. It's where you see what you actually believe. Because when there's no breakthrough, no miracle, no loud confirmation, when you're standing at the edge of, I can't keep doing this anymore, that's when you have to decide, do I really know him? Do I still trust him? And that's where the real faith and the real works happen. You start letting go of the idea that everything has to make sense. You begin begging for signs and start looking for peace. You realize that maybe God isn't asking for your hustle, but he's asking for your heart, for your presence, for your time. We often confuse silence with absence, but they're not the same. God's silence doesn't mean he's left the room. Sometimes he's just doing his best work underground. In the dark, fighting unseen battles, making a way where you can't see one yet. Now think about it. When you plant a seed, there's a whole lot that happens underneath the surface before you even see growth. And if you dig it up too soon because you can't see anything happening, you kill the very thing that was starting to take root. That's what we do when we try to rush the process. when we try to take back our power, tighten the grip on control, or make things happen before they're ready. We muddy it up. Things get cloudy, mucky. It's a hot mess all over again. And then we wonder if we've undone our progress, if we've regressed, if we've failed. This, my friend, is the messy middle. I've been there. I've forced doors open because I got tired of waiting. I've said yes to things that look good just to fill the silence and the space. Relationships, opportunities, distractions. All because I didn't trust the timing, the process, or even myself in the stillness. My impatience got the best of me. But in this stillness, doesn't mean you're stuck. It means you're scared. And if I could tell you one thing today, it's this. Don't run from the quiet. Don't fill it. Don't fix it. Just sit in it. Because that's where you'll start to hear the truth again. The one that doesn't shout over the noise. It just whispers, "Be still and know that I am God." And maybe you're walking through your own waiting season. The prayers that haven't been answered. The job that hasn't come through. The healing that hasn't happened. The relationships that have passed you by. The dream that feels so far out of reach. I see you. You're burned out, you're exhausted, and you're tired. You're tired of believing, tired of trying, tired of holding it all together when you feel like you're falling apart inside. I get it. But here's what I've learned. Every single time I thought God was silent, he was actually preparing me, refining me, pulling me back to himself. He was stripping away the things I used to depend on so I could finally surrender and depend on him. And I'll be honest, that kind of trust doesn't feel peaceful at first. It feels like loss, feels like punishment, and it feels undeserved. It feels like letting go of everything you thought you needed to be okay. But then one day, you realize you're breathing again. You're not striving, you're not forcing, you're not performing, and you're not producing. You're just being. And in that being, you find peace, not perfection. Not because the situation changed, but because you did. So if you're in the silence right now, I want you to hear this. You're not behind. You're not forgotten. You're not forsaken. You're not a failure. You're being rebuilt, being restored, and you're being redeemed. And I know it's hard, especially when you have a plan. You want the next step, and you want the outcome. But sometimes, God withholds the answers because he's trying to shape you into who you need to be, to receive it, to receive his promises, to receive the abundance that he, the most glorious God, can only he can deliver, promise, and fulfill. That's what this season is for. It's not for punishment, but preparation. I had to learn that the long way. And maybe that's why I'm sharing this today. Because if it can save you from forcing something out of fear, then this silence has a purpose. So breathe. Stop overanalyzing the quiet. Stop assuming something's wrong with you. And just because it's not loud doesn't mean it's not heard or seen. This is where your faith grows, in the stillness, in the unseen, in the spaces and places between your prayers and his timing. And when you start to see it that way, the silence becomes less scary and more sacred and intimate as we deepen our walk and relationship with Christ. If you're here right now, waiting, doubting, feeling like your story's been paused, maybe this is where God's rebuilding your foundation. And if you need help taking that first breath again, that first moment of stillness that doesn't feel like chaos, I made something just for you. It's the I Am Enough Reset Guide. Just a 10-minute short, quick guide that helps you quiet the moments and step into that stillness with peace, clarity, and confidence. This is where God can start to do his work. So click the links in the show notes below to grab your copy of the 10-minute identity reset. Because sometimes you don't need another plan. You just need a pause, a reset, and permission to begin again. And maybe this is your permission. So take this one with you, not just in your head, but in your heart. You're not waiting for God to show up. He's waiting for you to slow down just long enough to notice that he's already there waiting for you. So, friend, just as a reminder, you've got this and he's got you. So until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.